You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. Onondaga County lawmakers Tuesday gave their final approval to a $1.33 billion budget that lays out the county's priorities for the next year. Chairman Dave Knapp says it helped that the county executive sent over a solid proposal to begin with.
I've been very, very happy with the level of collaboration, putting party labels aside, everybody getting down to work and producing a really good budget for the folks of the county. Again, a historic low tax rate, yet we're still accomplishing our goals.
There's a very complex and comprehensive strategy for infrastructure throughout the county. There are various strategic investments in early childhood initiatives. One is to address the issues that we've had the past couple of years in foster care.
That's Republican Majority Leader Brian May, who also said the budget is something to be proud of. Even Democrats were pleased. Minority Leader Linda Ervin says they had plenty of input in the process and was glad her Republican colleagues stuck with what was proposed by the county executive.
I mean, when he signed it over, it was a good budget. And I'm happy that they did not attack it and try to tear it apart. When they did try to, we got him back on task.
Ervin was also relieved that they went along with the county executive's proposal to establish a new Office of Diversity and Inclusion with the goal of boosting minority hiring.
When the county executive announced it, I made certain that it was really true that he's going to do it, and he actually came through with it, and they surprisingly agreed with it.
The budget takes effect January 1st. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WAER.org.